What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Back into sports talk. We've been talking about Pels getting ready for summer league action, helping us break it all down. Andrew Lopez, Pelicans TV sideline reporter, joining us now. How you doing, Andrew? How's it been?
Doing pretty good, man. Excited that I can officially talk about a lot of the things since we got past the end of the moratorium. So, but looking forward to seeing what we're gonna see from these Pels in Vegas once we get out there and start. I think we kick off Vegas. We got the first game,
right?
That game on Thursday. So, really excited to get out there.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to seeing these youngins, especially the first round picks, Jeremiah Fears, Derek Queen. What's your take on the Pels taking those two in the first round? Obviously, there was tons of, you know, hype around the Pels trading their first round pick for next year to get a guy like Queen. But just curious your thoughts on these two talents coming into this roster.
Yeah, let's start with Fears, the point guard out of Oklahoma, who the crazy thing about Jeremiah Fears is the fact that he should be going into his freshman year of college right now. This is a guy who, you know, reclassified, did the same thing Cooper Flagg did, won't turn 19 until the middle of training camp. I think it's like mid-August. So the fact that was able to go out, average 17, 4-4 in SEC play and will his team to the tournament, it kind of shows you just, you know, kind of what he's built up. And after practice on Sunday when they first got back, Corey Brewer, he's going to be the coach of the summer league team. He was, you know, talking about him. And so what's the first thing you notice? He's fast. When Derek Queen came over, we asked him his thoughts on Jeremiah Fears. And it was, man, he's got that ball on a string. He can kind of get around. One thing that we've heard time and time again is about how, he's one of the best ball handlers in the draft. And I think because of the trade, I think a lot of what he is able to do and has done in the past kind of got swept under the rug a little bit because people were more concerned with, you know, the deal itself or anything else. And then you kind of forget, hey, they got another really good guy here. Like we should probably focus on that. So I think it's very excited to see him get out there. As for Queen, I think you're going to see him probably, you know, start at the four alongside Eve Meesey, who, you know, I think we're seeing a lot of these all rookie guys from last year, a good number of them, playing this. We saw Jalen Wells from Memphis Grizzlies play a game. Khloé Ware has played for Miami. So some of these guys are coming in and trying to get some work done. And I think, you know, being able to see Derek Queen out there alongside Eve is going to be big, and just seeing how those two are going to be able to work together.
You know, before we get into more of kind of the rookies and their play in the summer league, it was interesting hearing Derek Queen saying that he's like, even if he's going to love playing next to him, just because of the offensive capabilities that Derek Queen brings to the floor and the gravity that he takes up and throwing up lobs to Eve Meesey. But everything that we've heard from Corey Brewer about Eve Meesey is that he's put in a ton of work this offseason to get himself ready for his second NBA campaign. And just how exciting that is for Pelican fans that already saw him have a great rookie year that he can potentially take that next step, and it all starts in summer league. You're going to get your first look at the new and improved Eve Misi early on.
Yeah, and I think that's one of those things where he was – it's noticeable. And I know we talk about it a lot on this side of things where, you know, it's almost a joke about, you know, when's the first on media day, you know, when we get to September, how many guys put on 10 to 15 pounds of muscle in the offseason. It's every year, multiple teams have multiple guys who did it. But Eve really looks different. And I don't know if it's so much – like, he looks stronger. He looks a little bigger. I don't know if he's just, if he's, you know, 15 pounds heavier or if he just kind of got cut a little bit more. You know, got his body right, is getting his body right, trying to get everything right. But he I'm telling you, watching practice, the rims look like they hurt him. Like, the rims did something to him because the way he was throwing down on the other day, I was like, that's an angry guy right now. But you like to see him, especially when you're a guy who started the majority of last season. You're a second team all rookie guy. You could have very easily tried to, you know, punch your way out of this, because this is also a guy who is supposed to play for Cameroon in AfroBasket in August. Like, he is not, you know, taking off the whole summer. He could have hey, I'm going to go play for my country. I don't want to be here right now. You know, I'm focusing on this, and they were like, he's here. And so I think that shows his commitment, one, to the team, and two, in terms of trying to get better. But, you know, we all know Eve likes to throw it down. So hopefully, DQ can find him a couple times.
Andrew, we talked with, I think, Will Guillory a couple weeks back after the draft specifically, and kind of previewing the summer league. And he mentioned a great point about the summer league ball, that a lot of it is very guard centric, and you kind of see the elite guards a step above everybody else on the floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have the ball in their hands all the time, effectively. And just kind of your projection for Jeremiah Theers, the 7th overall pick at Summer League, because I think, as Corey Brewer has mentioned, you're going to see a lot of him, and he's going to have the ball in his hands a lot in the Summer League at Vegas.
Yeah, that was one thing Corey mentioned a lot, was you want to see him. I think the quote from Corey that kind of stood out to me the most was, I want to see him make plays, and I want to see him make mistakes. And I think that's key, because as Bruce said, he's like, you're not going to be able to improve if you're not making mistakes. You have to learn from those as well. So there's going to be some games where it's not going to look pretty. I think I saw, you know, he was a second round pick. I saw somebody put up Jalen Brunson's stats the other day from his first summer league, and it was like 8 points, 4 assists on like less than 35% shooting. Jeremiah Fears may go out there and have a game where he hits 4 or 5 threes and everybody's like, oh, the shooting concerns, I'm not worried about it. Or he may have a game where he goes out there and he's 4 for 17 and he's got 4 turnovers and he's forcing things. But as long as he is learning from those, I think that's a good thing. You know, watching him the other day, I think it's going to be more towards the side of, you know, he'll push for maybe at all, you know, could be one of these guys who is going to, you know, be an all summer league guy, especially the way he was looking in practice. But you also got to remember, this is still a little bit of him trying to learn on the fly and how to do everything. But I think what you're seeing from the team itself is they're going to allow him to both have the ball and make those mistakes, which is going to mean you see a lot of Jeremiah Fears.
We saw a Pelican second round pick, Micah Peavy, put pen to paper today, signing his contract. His last year at Georgetown, averaging 17 points, 5 boards, 3 assists. But man, oh man, where he shines is that defensive part of the game. And he loved talking about that today too. Hi, Andrew.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think more and more in recent years, we're seeing guys, and Antonio, you know, he talked about this all the time on the broadcast. That's how you get on the floor when you're a rookie. All of these teams, they have guys that can score. Sometimes you do get drafted into that. You get drafted into, you know, trying to, you know, make your way in. And you know, if you get lucky enough to go to a team where you can put up 30 shots a game, fantastic. But most of you are going to teams where there's established stars. And the way you work your way onto teams is defensively. And I think that's where Micah can shine. I think that's where Micah is going to be able to kind of make his mark early. Very excited to be able to see him. I know he was very excited to actually get to practice today because the trade call finally went through, so he could officially sign everything. So for him, though, still want to see how does his offensive game translate, because he did shoot 40% from three last year, but he was also getting left a lot last year. He was not a shooter his first 3 years, first 4 years, I should say, in college. He's one of these guys who took advantage of that fifth year, that COVID season, in the transfer. So he's a guy who now you can see, okay, maybe he can, you know, can he shoot 40% again? I don't know. He shot 40% on four attempts last year, but four attempts per game, but he made more threes last season than he did in his first 4 years combined. Can he continue that? And I think that's kind of when I spoke to him after the introductory press conference, he said that's something he had been focused on because he knew his defense was there. Now it's a matter of his offense kind of following around, and we'll see, you know, we'll get the first shot of that starting Thursday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And before we get into some of the new additions and, you know, what's next, the last question for the Summer League is the last player that drafted, obviously, Derek Queen, the 13th overall pick, outside of the conversation about what it took to get up and get him.
Yeah.
You know, your projection of him in the Summer League, because just watching his tape, Andrew, he is so talented offensively. And it's like watching, I think that Mark Cook, who's an NBA scout that comes on our program and talks with us, put it perfectly. He's like a 6'10 guard at times with the ball in his hands. And he's got great feet. He's got great movement skills. I think that he could be super, super fun to watch at the Summer League level.
Yeah, he's a guy who, if he's already talking about the passing, maybe, you know, he'll try to go out there and get like a Summer League triple-double the way he's talking right now about trying to throw all these things. I think the best thing I saw about him and watching him in practice was the touch that he has. We know that's something that we talk a lot about, Zion having some of the best touch of a big man in terms of being around the rim and the floaters and all this kind of stuff, the spin off the glass. DQ had a couple of those the other day, and I think it's important to kind of watch him and know, you know, how he's operating, playing next to other bigs. There's probably going to be some lineups where he is the five man. There's going to be lineups where he's the four. How he defends is kind of one of the things that I'm watching on. But watching him offensively the other day was you can see why you were, you know, Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver were aggressive in going to get him, and he looks like he could be a player.
Andrew, when you look at the Pel Summer League roster, a name that's surprising that was on there because he was waived, Antonio Reeves, still getting a shot to play for this team.
Yeah, and sometimes you see this. There's mechanisms that happen, and guys get waived for this, but it shows to me that at the worst, there's no bad blood. Yeah. This is something that has been talked about. And if anybody, you know, we can talk about this roster and this guy looks like this and who's got the most to prove. It really feels like Tone has probably the most to prove and is going to go out there and show it. Could have had an opportunity probably to go somewhere else, but he stays around. You know, he was officially waived, but he's here, and he's going to try to make himself carve out a spot, because there's a lot of guys, when you go to summer league, you're not playing always for your team, and somebody's going to notice him. And I think he is, we saw it in flashes last year. He's too good of a basketball player not to be one of the 450 on a main roster in the NBA. And I'm glad that he's going to get a chance to show it, and, you know, show it with the Bills.
You know, Andrew, we talked with you on draft night. We weren't able to bring it up, but the officialized trade finally, TJ McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, a future second round pick heading to Washington in return for the draft rights to Micah Peavy, the 40th overall selection, alongside Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey. Just your general thoughts on TJ McCollum and his time here, going out pro, as we've kind of talked about ad nauseum here in his time in New Orleans. But bringing in Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey, two younger pieces that obviously Troy Weaver has a connection with and has a lot of faith in. And then also adding Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver drafting Micah Peavy with the 40th overall pick. They have a lot of trust in him as well. So the three pieces that they bring back after moving off of CJ McCollum and Kelly Olynyk.
First of all, look, CJ was a professional. He was a professional's professional, a pro's pro, a true leader. Anything you want to throw at him, he has been just everything you could ask for. You wanted guys who would come to New Orleans and want to stay in New Orleans. He's done that. He gave everything he had in his short amount of time here, on and off the court, all the programs he was starting. It was tremendous to watch. Same with KO. KO was a professional from, you know, his short stint here. I thought he gave you some really good looks next to Z that you could maybe use with a guy like Derek Queen, and you kind of see the blueprint of how some of those things can work. But so the guys you're getting back, I know we already talked about Micah and traveling from, you know, being a three college guy, a 5 year guy, 159 games of college experience. He's not going to come in like any other rookies. He's not going to come in like your two first round picks. Jeremiah Fears and Derek Queen are both one and done guys. He brings a little bit of experience there. But as for the guys you acquired in that trade, Sadiq Bey, this is a guy who has dropped 50 in an NBA game. There's not many guys who could say they've done that. Now you have one in the building. We obviously saw it with CJ last year, and he's a guy who could score. Did not play last year because of a torn ACL that actually happened against the New Orleans Pelicans when he was playing for the Atlanta Hawks. Obviously, I think Troy was able to see a little bit of his rehab last year while he was with Washington. Thought enough of him to try to put him in that trade and bring him in. Looking forward to that. And then Jordan Poole, I think if you would have told Pels fans you're going to acquire a 26-year-old guard who is ninth in the NBA in the last four seasons and made three-pointers, is coming off a year where he shot a career best from three-point range and averaged at least 20 a game, everybody would have been excited. And as soon as you put his name on it, people start getting these flashbacks of what happened in Golden State or what happened his first year in Washington. He was a different player last year. And I think the thing about Jordan Poole is he's going to be able to kind of come in. We've heard Joe Dumars kind of talk about it a little bit of he's willing to accept any role right now. And if, you know, is he going to be the starting point guard until DeJounte comes back? Is Jeremiah Fears going to be the starting point guard if they settle that in camp? Is Jordan Poole going to be your super six man kind of guy who plays 28, 30 minutes a game and can give you 18, 20 off the bench? All that kind of remains to be seen. You know, he can probably do a number of the different things, but I think seeing him kind of already being committed, we've already seen him working out in Pel's gear, you know, doing a whole bunch of stuff. The talent has always been there. And I think some of the other stuff kind of clouds people's decisions. But to me, I look at a guy who can score, can run your point, but can also play off the ball. And I think that's the important thing about having a point guard in New Orleans next to Zion, is your one's not always going to be a one, because Zion's going to be the one. Who could be a two, who could, you know, how do you maneuver yourself in the offense? And I think Poole can definitely do that, and looking forward to seeing him in October.
Kind of a general question to end off here, Andrew, but obviously free agency has slowed down in the week since it started. That makes sense. But at the same time, Joe Dumars, Troy Weaver have been very, very aggressive early on. We already talked about the draft trade, the Washington trade. Do you anticipate any other moves? We didn't even bring up the Kevon Looney signing, but do you anticipate any other moves ahead of the start of the season, or do you think that, you know, they're going to kind of stand pat with what they got?
You do have that roster spot open. It could go to a number of different guys right now. It could be somebody on this summer league roster. But one thing that we've learned so far is that Joe and Troy are going to be aggressive. Some fans may like that approach. Some fans may not like that approach, but he is going to be aggressive and go get the guys that he wants to go get. And we saw that with Derek Queen in the draft. We saw that with Kevon Looney. We see that a lot of different places, but you want to, I think when you're coming in, you're trying to change some things. You're trying to get things back on, you know, on the right track. You have to do that. You have to be aggressive. And, you know, if the right opportunity presents itself, they're going to go and take it. You've carved yourself out a little bit of money left that you could spend. You do have a roster spot. It could be signed by the end of next week. It could be a guy who is, you know, shines in training camp. It's all options, I think, are on the table. And I think, just like we talked about on draft night, 7 and 23 gave you some optionality, which we saw in over there. It's now going to be one of those things where you see it kind of move forward.
Andrew Lopez, always great stuff, man. Thanks so much for the time, and looking forward to hearing you courtside. You going to be doing those summer league games?
Oh, I'm hanging out. I'm going, but I'm not.
I got you.
We're just going to chill for this one.
Always appreciate your knowledge. Thanks, Andrew.
Got it. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Pelicans TV sideline reporter Andrew Lopez joining us there, breaking down summer league action about to start on Thursday. You can follow Andrew @_Andrew_Lopez on X.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.